there. SEC Media Days as we continue here on Radio Row in Hoover. And the wake-up call on location, Marcus Spears joins us here at the table. You all know him. And Brett from Johnsonville as we get ready for another season. Marcus, appreciate you coming over. And enjoy watching you on the SEC Network.
Thank you.
I wonder, you know, what's the job like for you? I mean, you're a former football player. A lot of guys go in that profession where they're done. You look to be having a lot of fun with it.
I am, man. I enjoy it. You know what? The greatest thing for me is the ability to talk to these kids, man. And just being on campus with SEC Nation and football players with the dreams of playing in the league.
Yeah.
And they know you did it. It's a mutual respect there. Understanding the dynamic between media and what they do, I feel like I need to be an ambassador for that. Like, the media is not against you if you use it correctly. So a lot of the technical stuff. Now, the fun part, I get to eat a lot. I get to talk about football without having to put pads on. When it's hot, I got a cool vest on that's cooling me off. And that is a big transition from my July and Augusts and Septembers and Octobers when I was playing. So when I go on these campuses and we talk football, when I initially got this job, I told people I always wanted to feel like I was sitting in your living room talking about football. I still have that feeling. I still get excited before every show, and I'm a fisherman and a hunter. So when I get in the deer stand, I get the same level of excitement every time. So in turn, that means I love it. I love doing what I'm doing. That's why I have so much fun.
Wait, is it easier doing what you do now or what you used to do as a football player?
Easier. It's so much easier than
what. Yes.
A lot more information. I only had to break one team down when I was playing. But now, you know, you get engulfed in this thing. SEC football is 365 days a year. Like, it's something going on every day for you to track. So for me, it's just a way of life now. I mean, and playing in this conference, and you know, the league, it's just great people, man. Like that for me, that is the team at SEC Network, the office, the league office. I mean, I talked to the commissioner like the commissioner of the SEC.
Yeah.
We talk like we brothers, like we've been knowing each other. Like, it's just and I have that respect for him. He has that respect for me. You know, our bosses at SEC Network, Stephanie Drew and Rodley Durant, everybody understands this culture. So I think that plays a big part in my job. Working with great people, as I've heard before, sometimes that's not everybody's experience. I'm fortunate in that way. So it helps me do my job better.
You know, we carry the Feinbaum Show on our station. And you and P-Town, as you call him, are pretty tight, huh? What's it like working with Paul Feinbaum?
It's a mess, man. It's a mess every day because you don't know if somebody's going to call up and threaten us. You know, Paul is, for all of the things that people say about Paul, his professionalism, like, he does his job at a high level. He's one of the best interviewers I've ever seen. I still try to emulate how he asks questions, how he tees people up. But like I said, man, I gravitate to people who are their true self. Like, what you see on Paul Feinbaum's show, that's what Paul Feinbaum is.
Yeah.
And we've had arguments. We've had heated arguments before. He's had to correct me. I've had to correct him on some stuff. But we have a genuine relationship, you know. And I wasn't on the show as much this summer, and people were asking me, like, what's wrong with you and Paul? I was like, well, you tend to move up in this business and you get a lot busier. So I'm not just sitting at home in Charlotte waiting to go to P-Town show. But every time I'm there, I'm on with him. And when we have an opportunity to be together, we do it. And we do it from a standpoint of young, old, African-American, white. We don't try to be anybody else but ourselves, and it works. And we have different way of looking things. He like old music. I like the new music. He don't really care about how he dresses. I care about how I dress. So it's a lot of those dynamics that absolutely work, and it worked.
Like, you need to feed him some of these Johnsonville brats.
He won't eat them.
Yeah, I know it.
He will not eat them. He won't ever eat. I don't know. He won't ever eat. It's just smoothies and kale.
Yeah.
Like kale smoothies.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
you know, this Mayweather fight's going to make like $100 million for Mayweather, whatever. We would pay a lot. Now, we may not be able to come up with $100 million. We'd love to see you and Charles from Real Town go at it. He's from our neck of the woods. We created this monster. What will it take to get you two guys in the ring? I know we challenged you some time ago.
It's going to take a whole lot of money to get me to fight Charles because the fight is going to be quick. I'm going to win fast, and I have to be guaranteed a whole lot of money before the fight is even start. Matter of fact, I want my check before the fight starts because it's not going to be long. Now, if it's a war for words, Charles got a chance. But if it's anything physical in the ring, he don't stand a chance.
Now, Tim Tebow is your cohort on the network. Of course, he's playing a little baseball. You've probably been asked this quite a bit while you've been up here. I know you support Tim and what he's doing. Yeah. You're a former athlete yourself, and you still, you know, got that in your blood. What about Tim and what he's doing? And I know you expect to have him back this fall when the season gets going.
Well, this is my thing, and this is what I said. You only get one of these things, what we call life, right? And no matter how people feel about whoever is doing anything, you only got one shot usually to do something that you really want to do. Now, if I felt like Tim was playing baseball just because he could and it was just an opportunity that presented itself, I may have a different emotion. Look, you guys know me. I keep it 100. I don't really mince words. Tim wants to know if he's good enough to play baseball. In high school, he was one of the best baseball players in the country. Would have got drafted into an organization. He's doing this because it's genuinely something that he wanted to do. Now, how you feel about it, nobody can affect that. And I even asked him when he said it. I was like, dude, you know you're talking about trying to play Major League Baseball. Like, these dudes are real good.
Yeah.
And they play this every single day. You've been playing football. You've been doing television. You've been doing the karaoke battle with LL Cool J and all of them people. You've been on SEC Nation. Like, you're not ready to play baseball. And then he showed me his hands that was calloused up from batting practice every time we would land in a city in the SEC. And I'm like, okay, well, this is something you really want to do. Go do it. And, you know, whether it's successful or not, whether he makes it to the majors or not, he won't die without knowing that he tried to do something that he really wanted to do. It's too many people going to their grave with a lot left that they could have did. I admire him for that. Like, I admire the fact that he wants to do a lot of things. I'm just on that boat. Do I agree with them all? No, but I admire the fact. I don't agree with everything my wife wants to do, but I do admire like, I gravitate toward people that want to live this thing to the fullest. So that's what he is doing.
Let's talk about Nick Saban. You played for him at LSU. He's arrived.
I don't know the guy.
Yeah, yeah. What is he? I want you to tell us what he really is like, though, because we just see this figure in press conferences that jumps on reporters, and we see him on TV. But you know him a little better than we do.
It's always funny to me, man, when people see Coach Saban and how their attitude changed. Like, I'm like, when y'all see this guy, does he have, like, a glow around him or something that makes you, like – because if you go to Alabama and Nick Saban, it's like – I'm like, this is just you. Like, I mean, and our relationship is different, obviously. But I think Coach would much, much prefer have his feet up with a glass of wine watching football. Like, that's just how I would. And maybe it's not that way, but I would love to picture him that way. I would love to picture him not always in the mode of thinking about the next move, the next win, the next coaching hire, the next recruiting guy. It's a hard job. He's done it at the highest level. He may be the greatest to ever do it. I think he is, but I'm personally biased, and people say, oh, you play for him. So, you know. But to me, he's coach. But he's been more of a mentor to me than a coach. I mean, we have a lifelong relationship when it comes to teacher, pupil, mentor, mentee, father, son, whatever you want to call it, that's where we are. It's not always been about football. Like, I mean, my wife and I have a better relationship because Coach told me some things about how you manage your time with your family and when you either playing in the league or you're coaching, because you devote a lot of time to your profession. So it's just a lot of things. But it's always funny to me to see how people react. Like, here you come. Everybody in place. Everybody have things ready. Everybody be quiet. Coach is on set. Like, Coach, he don't want people to feel uncomfortable because of his stature and his status. Now, you don't just walk up on him and be like, "Coach, what's up? Give me." But coach, I mean, he's not. He's interested in coaching football. Like, that's at the core of him. He wants to coach football. He's not really interested in all of the things that come with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. I mean, other people may not.
Hey, Alabama will be the favorite. They're going to probably be the number one pick again this year. What's your pick for the SEC? I know everybody else is making theirs. What do you think is going to happen this season?
I think Alabama is going to meet Florida again.
Same thing.
Yep. I think Florida is going to win the East. But the difference between Florida, my Florida and Georgia picking the East is like a hair. Because I just don't know. I just don't know the development of the offensive line at Georgia, and I think Florida has one of the best offensive lines in the conference. Alabama, obviously, in the West. I mean, the best player is the best coach. Got a quarterback returning offensive player of the year. The interesting thing is, what does Brian Daboll do with the offense? How much of a jump has Jalen made in throwing the ball downfield? And if he's made of 50% increase, that makes them pretty much way better than everybody else that they're going to play against. So I'm looking forward to it. That's not to say that Auburn's going to be real good. And we know what that game is like. Like, sometimes records don't matter in that game.
So, it's in Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Yeah. And it's at their place. So, and everybody's talking about Jarrett Stidham. 2 years ago, we sat here talking about Jeremy Johnson in the same way. Like, he's the next one. Like, I'm telling you, this is the next quarterback that's going to beat Alabama, and we see where that went. So, I'm going to be a little bit more reserved on the Jarrett Stidham tag, that he's the answer to Auburn's problem of beating Alabama. I think he's capable. I really do. I think that Gus Malzahn's offense, when he has a quarterback that can operate in it, is a very high-powered offense, and it's tough for anybody to stop. But with that being said, Alabama the best team.
Johnsonville will be with SEC Nation again, back on board again.
Yes, my man Brett.
Brett, tell us more about it. I mean, I'm just holding out, but I'm going to eat this one right
Brett,
here.
You want me to introduce you?
Yes.
Let me introduce Brett. So, first of all, everybody, all of you have seen the Johnsonville commercials. Brett is one of the Johnsonville brothers, him and Nick. They both my resident white brothers from Wisconsin who's taught me the culture of what goes on up there. And – you know, really great dudes, though. Like, we did a commercial shoot last year, spent a lot of time together, great dudes. But the cool thing about it is they work at Johnsonville. Like, they're not brought in to do the commercials. They work there. It's a family-owned company, and it's great the way it's ran. It's like what you would view as the American dream, honestly. Like, if people tell – it's a small – company gone big, and they would much rather be just this home spot for everybody. And Nick and Brett works on the line. They work at the warehouse on the line. So they do the commercials, they work on the line. They kind of stars, though. Like, they don't want to embrace it, but people know them a lot. And Brett is here eating up media days. Last year he was on the road with us for some SEC games, and I'll let you tell him how much that blew you away.
There you go.
It's always
important to have the switch on.
Yeah. That's my fault. I should have done that for you. Go ahead. Brett.
I thought, all right. So the biggest thing for us, our big takeaway, other than the pure, I don't know, Southern hospitality is the best thing I can say. Just people, come on our tailgate and try this and try that. And we would actually be able to use that as a segue into, well, how about you try some of Johnsonville's product, which is actually really cool.
Yeah.
But to see the scale, the sheer scale of your tailgate scene. I mean, I was talking with Marcus earlier. Our tailgate's in Green Bay. We pull up our truck, we open our tailgate, pop open some beers, and start the grill. Not here. It's, okay, set up a tent there, and connect them all.
Yeah.
30 people, tables, and buffets, and generators for power and lights, and chandeliers, and having china. Oh, my Lanta. Just unbelievable. It's
first of all, I'm going to say oh, my Lanta like 100 times today. Yeah. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to say it.
I got you.
So, it's been really... I mean, humbling to be able to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Like you said, I work the line. I'm a line leader at our smoke cook plant. So for Johnsonville to say, come on down and show Johnsonville to the south, and we can actually adopt a little bit of the south up by us. So it's been kind of cool.
You know what's funny? You know, down south, we real particular about our food. Like, we kind of take ownership in what we cook.
Yes.
You know? In Louisiana, I'm just speaking because I'm from, it's the gumbo, it's the jambalaya. Like, we take ownership of that. It's hard for us not to put some other ingredient in the food that we cook. God honest truth, people embraced it. Like, they were killing this sausage on the road this year.
True story.
I'm talking about, like, gone. And, like, there's this little drum thing. There's this little thing you strap around you, and it's legitimate. It's a grill, like, that's hanging from your shoulders. And we had a guy at SEC Nation set cooking Johnsonville sausage.
Yeah.
The whole time, flying. And then I would obviously have my plate of, like, six for me on the bus after the show was over.
At least. So
it's been great, man. It's been a great relationship. It's always fun for me. It was fun for me to see people new to SEC tailgating, though. Like, we try to, you know, and that's the thing about this network. We've tried to, like, open that up to people all over the country and let them know what legitimately goes on Saturdays and Fridays. And when they saw it, they was like, this is unbelievable.
It starts with a product, right? I mean, if you want a good tailgate, you got to have good stuff. Yes. Johnsonville's good stuff.
True story.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to eat one of those right now.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all coming over. Marcus, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We enjoy watching you. Look forward to the season ahead.
Appreciate
it. Marcus Spears, Brett from Johnsonville. Appreciate you guys being here.
Thanks a lot.
Y'all have fun the rest of the time. Thanks again. We'll talk soon. And appreciate the brat, too. I'm going to enjoy that as well. You can't beat that. Johnsonville, Marcus Spears here with us. Brett from Johnsonville. Appreciate those guys coming in as we get ready for a college football season that is right around the corner. And more coming up as we continue the unofficial kickoff to the college football season. SEC Football Media Days from Hoover on Radio Row with a wake-up call.